When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, One Hit Wonders. It's all coming up right after this message.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now.
Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a loyal follower of no one, the host of Vague But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. I had to go to the joyous and wonderful Department of Motor Vehicles to renew my driver's license this week. And standing there, I had one of those moments of clarity that will shape the rest of my life. The epiphany I had was that people are annoying. All people. You, me, everybody. Annoying. I am a little less annoying than you because I fully accept that by nature we are all annoying and adjust my behavior accordingly. Therefore, I know not to do what the person next to me in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles did, which was go on and on and on about how their 97-year-old Aunt Audra is still driving like a bat out of hell, even though she can't see past the hood ornament. The two of us standing in the same line at the Department of Motor Vehicles is not enough of a personal connection for you to open up to me about anything. There are those who disagree with me and claim to enjoy people, and they are the most annoying people out there.
That would be Tom.
But please continue.
All right, put a name on it then, Tom. You want proof of how annoying people are? Anthropologists now have evidence that the earliest humans migrated out of Africa almost as soon as we finished evolving into humans. You know why? Apparently, we've always been annoying. There was only a handful of humans in existence, but right away, a few of them looked around and said, I have to get the hell out of here. I'm going to get on my two stubby legs and drag my knuckles somewhere else. And I don't even know where I'm going. But I do know this. You all annoy me. I don't like the way you chew your food. You're not evolving fast enough for me. I am so out of wherever it is we are. And they left warm equatorial Africa and walked without directions or maps or Gore-Tex to cold Russia and Europe because that's how annoying it was in Africa. And eventually Europe got crowded with people. And how annoying are a bunch of snotty Europeans bunched together?
Sure.
So boatloads of Europeans left and came to America. Even though the East Coast was far from overcrowded, someone said, go west, young man. You know why? The young man was annoying the hell out of the old guy who told him to go west. It wasn't manifest destiny. The young man was just annoying. And the young man did go west because he had to get away from that annoying old gas bag that didn't want him staying in the east. What's my point? Summer is here and we're all going to the beach. Please give your annoying toenails a trim. If you can't throw a frisbee accurately, please don't. Gentlemen, make sure your bathing suit covers your butt canyon. And please remember, the music you like stinks, and it really stinks when you play it loud. Otherwise, have a wonderful time this holiday weekend. From Los Angeles, where insanity meets the sea, I'm Tim Bedore with Vague But True on the Bob and Tom Radio Network.
Bravo. Thank you, Tim.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Patty G is in the next room drying off. After a little flood yesterday.
The apartment, yeah.
Willie G is right over there. Hey, Willie.
Hey.
It's good to see you guys. Now, we promised some one-hit wonders.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite, Christy?
I like Spirit in the Sky.
She has the what? I think the most irritating song in the history of recorded music. Is her favorite
not my favorite. Wonder. My I said I like that song. I did not say it was my favorite.
You mean... this one?
Oh, this is favorite. My favorite. Absolutely.
I've heard it too much, though. You know? It's in everything. Didn't it they is. Have a federal law that it has to be in a movie? Isn't that right?
Oh, they did? I missed that.
It's a very odd song.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, it's great.
Nothing sounds like it's got that fuzzy guitar and then this weird psychedelic thing coming up. That thing. Right there.
I like that.
And they did this probably in six different rooms for the echoes.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best.
It's got kind of a religious theme.
When I lay down to die, going up to
the sky.
Going to heaven.
Norman Greenbaum.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a rock and roll baptism, I
see. Yeah.
Or the... perhaps
Norman, he was going to tour
Greenbaum.
I'm guessing.
Stop. You need to
might
stop.
Might be a rock and roll bar mitzvah.
You're right.
You're already,
been, yeah.
You're already
gonna,
in trouble.
Right,
today.
Right. No, no, yeah. Man. No, rock and roll bar mitzvah, I think it's fair.
I'm guessing. Okay.
He was going to tour, but he couldn't do anything from Friday.
Sure.
That's false. Okay.
That's false.
Do you want to?
I don't know if it's false.
I got a friend in Jesus.
Do you want to try a couple of these? You know, Willie, these are going to be tough for you.
Yeah, you're not going to.
We're going to know all of them, probably.
I think I do okay. I grew up around a radio station. I get some classic rock.
Yeah, he knows.
I can hang a little.
Here's
bit.
One we've talked about a lot. It's a great one-hit wonder. And what's the smallest things? The less you know, the better.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you look up the artist, then you start reading.
No, let's not talk about the artist. Let's just play the song.
Hey, Willie, see if you know this one. It's pretty obvious, I think. I'm hoping that this is.
Yeah, of course. Oh, Mungo Jerry.
Yes. Mungo Jerry.
My favorite drug band. My third favorite drug band.
Can you just put this on in the background and blaze up, right?
When they were first doing this, and the producer goes, "Look, I want you to go, ugh."
Yeah.
In that. But it works.
They were Bobby McFerrin before Bobby McFerrin was.
Huh? In the summertime when the weather was Mungo Jerry, the group, not the guy, right?
Right.
It was a group?
That? Yeah.
Oh.
I think we learned that.
There's a guy, all right.
Yeah, you met the guy, right, Pat? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What,
here we go.
What a pain in the butt he was.
God, Pat.
Did you meet anyone you got along with?
Yeah, no
Sean Connery.
He wanted $3,000 to sing the song when he sang the song on our show.
Well, give him $3,000.
Yeah. What would you want for it if you wrote it? $6,000?
He came on to promote himself and wanted money for singing it.
Well, there you go.
So did you pay him?
I don't think he got paid.
Did he sing it?
Oh, yeah.
He talk sang it.
He sang the heck
in the summertime.
He was,
Did he insist on singing his new song?
No, he doesn't. No,
just does.
He
the
doesn't
one,
have
huh?
any new songs.
You ever hear the old story about Neil Young playing new music at a concert, and somebody yells out? I don't know if this is apocryphal or not. I hope it's true. Somebody yells out, "Play something we've heard," and so he plays a new song he just played.
That's hilarious.
Wow. I would believe that.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
That's great.
I saw him one time, and he played nothing but the stuff. I think it was what was that weird one? Trans. Yeah. He wasn't assassinated on that tour, but if Lee had handed me the rifle.
I cannot deal with Neil Young.
I love Neil Young. I just he didn't play anything but that
harvest. Yeah.
The damage done. No.
And the thing is, what bothered me was the announcement, the commercial for the tour, you know, had all the greats.
Of course, all
see
the
Neil
hits.
Young, and then he literally played no hits.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah,
I forget it was one of the weirder tours, but yeah, he's got a bunch of great live stuff out there now. So, at least if you get the album, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
okay, here's one, Willie. I don't think you'll get this one. This is used in a lot of commercials.
Oh, yeah.
What is this? Ready to check?
Cars.
Gary Newman.
Oh,
it's
the Cars. I can't think of the song.
No, it's not the Cars.
Oh, Cars. Gary Newman.
Oh, is that who it is? Randy's son?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's actually N-U-M-A-N.
In my car.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Newman.
No.
No. Gary, Thunderclap, and that's it. I don't have a third.
What about Wayne Knight?
Nope.
Nope. Play, play the music.
Go ahead. Top three Newmans?
Go ahead. Play it. Paul Newman.
Sure.
Oh, I forgot Paul.
Of course.
Okay.
Maybe he slides in with Thunderclap, and I put him in three.
Yeah. Randy Newman.
Yep.
Not on the list.
What's wrong with you?
Because I know
probably the greatest American songwriter of the last 50 years.
Well, you've kind of crammed that down our throats for 35 years.
You've got a friend in...
Not even on the list. Not even on the list, Gary Newman.
He only had one hit.
Good reason. And this was only a hit because...
He had a lot of makeup
on. MTV.
Yeah, they must have had a... Yeah, that's what it was. And that or someone gave cocaine to somebody. What an audio turd that is.
Look what we got here.
Hello, Newman.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. He's That's great. A good Newman.
That was a good Newman.
Here's a. I'm not sure if this technically is a one-hit wonder, but this is a great song. Willie, see if you can figure this one out. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
The horns are going to come in here in a second. Do you have any Vaseline over there?
I don't know the name of the group either.
It's an instrumental, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's Swingers. In Swingers. Yeah. Thank you.
We got into an argument.
When they're
about,
walking down the street, it's so
I don't
cool.
Think it, yeah. I don't think it is a one.
It's kind of an instrumental, but there's at one point where they a bunch of guys in the background
oh, that's
say,
right, at
say the
end.
Title. Pick yeah. up the pieces.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had cut the cake, too.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. Yeah,
I a lot of bands fall in that category. They're called One Hit Wonders, but like the Bay City Rollers, people know Saturday Night. But they also had a top five hit with I Only Want to Be With You.
Right.
Okay.
Casey Kasem of...
You wouldn't have put me down as Ace Cosby defending the Bay City Rollers, and yet here we are.
Come on, what are you don't like Ace B-side Cosby?
Sure.
I used to watch their Saturday morning show.
I bet you did. It was on TV, so you had to watch it.
I genuinely like that song.
I do, too.
It's great.
That was a roller skating hit.
My buddy Justin Connor has one of my favorite jokes about one-hit wonders, and it's just, do you think the guy that made up the term one-hit wonder coined any other popular phrases?
Man, that's really
that's
good.
A great joke. It's my friend Justin Connor. It's a perfect joke.
Justin,
my
man.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that is a perfect joke.
It's great. No fat on it.
It almost eats itself. That is so
incredible.
Brilliant. This is a, here's an obscure little bit of trivia. This band, in spite of the fact that they had one hit, had their own TV show. Remember this one?
The Hudson Brothers?
No.
It's actually the Property Brothers.
A star.
They had their own TV show.
Star David Letterman.
Yeah, you're right.
I think so, yeah.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Nice song about having sex during the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Starland Vocal Band, right?
Yeah. Now you're telling. But they had a TV show. Was Letterman one of the writers, or was he on the show?
I want to say he was on the show.
He was a cast member, too, yeah.
For my age group and for my generation, that song is Anchorman, the first Anchorman movie.
Yeah.
They
absolutely.
Have that little break where they sing it. And I think that's how everyone my age knows that song.
Okay. Once again, we're doing one-hit wonders. A couple of these bands had more than one. So, to be fair.
Yeah. One of my favorites is Safety Dance, Men Without Hats.
Men Without Hats.
Had Pop Goes the World, which was
No,
one's ever heard of that.
No, I guarantee you've heard that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, you have.
Safety Dance, yes.
No, you haven't heard Pop Goes the World?
No.
But I think that was that had to have been top 20 at some point.
This one may have been number one. This is kind of a disco thing. Remember this one, Chick?
Oh man, I detest this song.
You do? It's a Kim guy.
I'm going to hit you with a little exile. Kiss you.
I really like this song. I like a lot of garbage.
It's barely music. One more time.
Boy, that's a long intro.
Yeah.
It's kind
I don't know what it is yet.
You could do the weather and sports, And we used to do this in a medley with The Biggest Part of Me. Followed by Come on, Eileen.
Oh, hey. Ooh,
that was the name of the song.
It's a terrific song. Yes.
Thank you for not putting us through the
vocal.
The chorus, it's a weird shift, isn't it?
Wait, what is this song? I don't think I've ever
heard it. It's called Kiss You All Over by the band Exile.
Oh, I know the song.
When they start singing, you know.
Another song that's in a lot of movies.
Oh, you're going to be very upset, Tom. Starland Vocal Band, David Letterman, their Starland Vocal Band show, David Letterman, Phil Proctor.
Oh, from the
Fireside Theater.
Was on the show. Jeff Altman.
Gosh.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Who's been in here.
Mark Russell was on an episode. Yeah.
Ooh. The Washington-based political comedian.
Oh, how about the Bill of Rights? He's funny stuff. How about you?
Bring back Dean Rusk.
Biting.
What about...
So, yes. He pulls no punches.
Biting satire.
What about Brandy? Do you have that one? That was a good song.
Looking
that was
Glass?
That was a one-hit wonder.
That's my karaoke go-to.
Oh, is it really?
Great vocal.
And a great story, too.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Remember we...
Totally he didn't lie. He was honest with her.
Talk to any woman named Brandy.
Oh.
Yeah. They hate that song?
Well, because every time someone meets them, they say, oh...
But you're a fine girl.
Remember, we were talking to some woman. Her name was Brandy, and we held back. And then she goes, oh, go ahead. Everyone else does.
I love that song.
There's the pork.
You don't mean to polish off Exile and get that?
That's not the waitress that you told her looks like Jimmy Spencer.
Was her name Brandy?
No.
Brandy?
Oh, God.
No, we don't want to discuss that. Didn't end well.
Yeah, that's the effect you have on people.
Was a check written?
No.
Had there been someone to receive the check, perhaps it went to her estate.
Yeah. We don't know.
Pull the curtain a little bit.
Oops.
Yeah.
So much for okay, now,
when it comes to weird intros, I think this is the one-hit wonder that... Well, give it a listen, see if you agree with me. This is very odd.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
Do you know what this is?
I can't.
You know what the song's called?
It's either I Can't Stop This Feeling or it's...
You're hooked on a feeling.
Hooked on a feeling.
B.J. Thomas, yeah.
Not B.J. Thomas.
No, that's a cover.
Blue Swede?
It's a guy named Bjorn Skifs.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't the first ones to do this song.
Part of the Swedish invasion.
I can't stop this feeling.
How about those vocals, huh?
Whoever would have thought that would have taken off?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
We have to do those vocals on the toilet. He's straining so much. Oops, my fault. That's my fault.
Reservoir Dogs was the first time I heard that song.
Really?
Yeah. I was not aware of it. I was aware of, I think, the original before then, but because my parents listen to oldies all the time.
Yeah, a lot of these are getting more. I'll be walking around my house, and my four-year-old will walk by singing one of these, and I'm going, what on earth?
They're in songs.
They show up in so many of these movies.
That was in one of the Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe.
Yeah,
and they had really good soundtracks for both of those movies.
Especially the first one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Really, really good.
This one is one of the weirdest vocals. She talks like MASH. Where have you been playing?
Yeah, you're right.
The disco round.
Please don't talk. I hate the fact that I know all these songs.
Now, so far, it sounds like a normal vocalist.
Yeah.
Until she gets to the chorus.
Then all of a sudden, she's like, what? I like the boogie. She reminds me of one of our comedian friends.
Oh.
Yes. April Macy.
April Macy talks kind of like this.
Yeah. Please don't talk about sweet love. Please don't.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Kind of catchy.
I have pedestrian tastes.
I admit. Got a great hook, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's great.
And
it's,
I like
it,
to
it,
dance.
It really is a good song, but it's just this weird vocal. And she's saying on the disco round.
Yes.
This isn't the adult cinema star, is it, that had the hit? I don't
Alicia Reyes.
No, that was B.J. Thomas.
Was there a B.J. Thomas porno star? Wait till you hear her use the word action.
Let it play.
Okay.
Action. Broken romance. I want to go where the people dance.
Here we go. Action. I want to. Now, if you heard if a woman came up to you, Josh, and said, I want some action.
Well, lead the way, man. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Get in the car, Will.
I thought it was act short.
Put some stank on it.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of creative license you can take of.
Andrea True was the connection.
Yes, more. She's the adult cinema star.
Yeah. I remember that song.
See, if once wasn't enough, she comes back at you.
Love it.
She wants more action.
That's so weird.
Is that a denture thing? What is going on?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.